And we're back.
We're back.
Gentlemen and perverts alike, you're listening to World Poetry After Dark.
I've been eating asparagus because I hear it helps.
So do oysters.
That's what they tell me.
That's word on the street says oysters.
Word on the street says oysters. I just say cardio and red meat, but you know that's just me. And squats.
And Brazil nuts.
Yeah, yeah, actually. Really. Go. High quality protein.
All right. So, you want to get your freak on? We want you to get your freak on. Or if you have poetry that's not freaky.
You have a freak off? Let's get the freak on.
Let's get the freaking phone ringing. It's 720-240-9766.
That's 720-240-9766. It's more dirty than Bill O'Reilly's personal emails.
And also, you can use freaking Skype at World Poetry Open Mic, all one word. Freaking call now. And we're back. Wow, how fitting. One bad monkey in the After Dark.
Why is that? Section. Why is that so fitting?
He's a bad monkey.
I'm waiting for you to explain that to me. Why does Joe Zamora make you think about After Dark?
No, not Joe Zamora. Bad monkeys do.
Bad monkeys? What do bad monkeys do?
Well, you give them a football.
And they throw poop at you?
Yeah. No. All right. So we do have eight callers.
Octo callers.
It's a veritable octagon of nakedness.
It's an octopus.
For World Poetry After Dark.
Yep. That's all the thing.
You know what I want to do? I want to go to a caller we haven't heard from yet tonight.
Well, that's exciting.
And she says she's wanting to read something risque. Please welcome Annette from Washington.
Hello.
Hello. Welcome to our show. We've missed you.
Oh, you guys have... hold on a second. Let me turn this down.
Yeah, there's a slight delay.
Yeah, I know that. Let me turn this all the way down.
Do you need us to stall in it?
I'm trying to find one of my pieces I wrote a few months ago, and I can't remember the name of it.
How about this? We can give you 10 seconds. We can buy it for you. Yeah. Ready?
10 seconds. Oh,
hello, my baby.
God.
Hello, my honey. Hello, my ragtime gal. That's it. That's all you get for free. That's all you get for free.
We charge admission for the rest of
it. We call ourselves the aristocrats.
Let me find one here. Let's see. How about this?
I thought you had something dirty lined up for us.
I'm trying to find one. This one doesn't have any curse words. I only have one. Most of my stuff is sensual. I don't use curse words a lot, but I do have one with one curse word in it, but I can't find it.
But I have to be honest. You can, sensual is just fine. Anything's just fine here. You don't have to go, you know.
Or you can just inadvertently throw an F-bomb somewhere in there. In fact, what I find works, and this is just what works for me, what works for me with my poetry, if I want to read it during After Dark, is every time I see a comma, I just throw the F-bomb in there.
Hello.
I love listening to you laugh.
Thank you very much.
Okay, I found one.
Oh, good.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
It's called The Tiger Within. Woohoo! Let's see. When did I write this? I wrote this 4 months ago. Okay. A ferocious appetite you have as you devour my sensual flesh. Savoring my succulent sweet, you bring out the beast in me, and I hunger in your sexiness. My body purrs with your penetration. Our bodies unite in combustion. As fire ignites, blistering lava flows. Uttered cries, I beg and shudder. In my world, there's no other. With tender nibbles, you devour the dessert between my thighs. In ecstasy, as a river runs, gushes of an everlasting pit entwined by highs and lows. I am the jungle you live in, the creature of your desires, thrashing restlessly in our hormonal rages, salvation from modesty that kept us in our cages. Alive in me, the kitten lived. Ambitiously, I yearned for more. Turned my squeals of delirium to eager roars of ecstasy. You penetrate, I collapse, as I bring out your tiger within. End poem.
Annette, I just have to say, you need to stay tuned and listen to my poem that I wrote today to find out the synergetic force that was at work with you reading that poem.
Okay.
Yes. Stay tuned.
Yeah, like it's a little creepy in this segment. Sorry, Annette. Yeah, yeah,
you know, it's just, after, you know, dark. We have just tarps laid out to catch any evidence.
Oh. Yeah, it's kind of like a Gallagher show here. I did bring the large hammer. I do have the large hammer, so that's just in case.
This is my first time to do the after dark. You guys only do this like once.
Oh, this is your first time? Were we gentle enough for you?
Oh, good.
Did we
spoon you enough? I'm a person after darker.
You're this is your first.
Yeah. Not anymore.
Stop. Yeah, it's
had it.
This is I have to be honest, I'm glad that we have this for everyone, but there's
my virginity.
I sit here sometimes and just shake my head in utter just disbelief of what I'm hearing. So
wait till Michael hears my poem for later too.
Oh yeah. Then that hammer's
now,
gonna go to
you. Have a callback?
No, we just do this one.
This is it. This is the end of the night.
Oh, it's just one round. Okay.
Yeah, you know, I am good for one time a night.
We really figure most men, you know, 3 minutes is beating their personal best. So we're just going to let them do that.
Yeah.
3 minutes. Oh, shame on you.
My wife once told me, she's like, you know, it's not a race. Like, right?
I'm thinking about developing a DVD series called Kegels for Poets.
Yep, and yeah. Not well.
Yeah, I don't know if it'll sell.
Okay.
Anyway.
Well, I will stay and listen.
Awesome, Annette. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you, guys.
We'll talk to you soon.
Next week.
There you go. That was Annette on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio.
All right.
Nice. Really? Excuse me. How about after dark? I just get into a rhythm, and then 3 minutes is up, and I'm done. So,
if you're lucky.
What am I going to do?
You know what's funny? Mom? You remember the show Space Ghost Coast to Coast?
Yes.
To be on? Do you realize how close we are to that show on a very regular basis?
Yeah, you know how close we are? Yeah. We are not drawn.
Yes. Pretty much.
That's basically it.
But we should be drawn and quartered. Anyway. What was that? Was that one of those cicadas that they had?
I don't know. It might have been a cell phone.
Maybe.
Cell signal does that from time to time.
All right. So we do have another caller ready to go. Locked and loaded. Please welcome Don Hagelberg.
Goki Monster like 8.
Nice.
8. Popcorn, 8. Walnuts, 8. Chocolate, Cookie Monster like.
Nice. Your presence has been missed too, my friend.
I have been so busy, and with the legs being so poor, I have had to be sitting up a lot of the time, so.
Well, I'm glad you made it through to us.
And I have one poem. It is entitled, it's the larger version of what you are pictured with wearing, but this is called The Fedora.
All right.
From the black felt of the fedora falls shadows in uneven patterns of dust and undust of a slightly rolled cloth wrapped around the hat's pie, to which is style-stitched a rainbow-colored feather to mislead the neighbor's nose from the sweat of the band to the heavier sweat of thought, of a slightly loose wrap which hides the head of an other outlier poet. End poem. Would you mind it, Mr., if I included your name dedicated this poem to you?
I wouldn't mind. I'm very honored. I'm sure you're talking to Mr. Underhill, right?
J. Todd, yes, I am.
Yes, yes. I am pictured most times with the fedora, and yes, I would be very honored.
Thank you much. Enjoy the rest of the night, and I shall listen.
Ah, thank you, and we will talk to you again real soon, hopefully next week.
Okie doke.
That was Don on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution of poetry radio. Wow, what an honor.
Yeah, no kidding.
Or After Dark. Or whatever it is. Do you have any other sound effects?
Oh, I got tons.
World Poetry. There you go. Oh. Oh, no, we're going to start making up different things. World Poetry Dos. World Poetry the Ocho.
The Ocho. ESPN the Ocho.
Sorry.
You better. I don't think I agree with that, Cotton.
All right. So, from California, let's take it on down Texas way. Please welcome back. She is known as JC.
Hey, guys.
Hey, how are you?
I am fine. I was looking up. This is the one I was going to read last week before y'all got intrigued with the whole doorknob thing.
Yes.
Well, last month. I got to admit, there has been two occasions since that time that someone has had a doorknob go through my Facebook feed, and I can't stop and think anything other than that poem.
Well,
and then I go outside and light a cigarette. And anyway.
Well, and now I've made kind of a series of that. So the next one is a paperclip. And then, I think a curtain is the next.
All right.
So I haven't written the curtain one, but a paperclip is there. So this one is called Astral Soaking.
Okay.
Okay.
And it was a picture prompt, but you don't need the picture. I draw you a good enough picture, I think.
Okay.
Well, I don't need a cigarette now. Anyway, go ahead.
I lay soaking in your elements, basking in your night glow, embracing the essence, the earthiness, pungency of your musk. Pull my rhythms to sink within your own as I luxuriate in the depth pool of desire, the firmness of your trunk, solid, sun roughened beneath me. I lick my lips, parched for your unique taste, pooling against my tongue, butter and brine with smoky overtones. Take me as your sacrifice. My altar is yours. I splay celestial cuisine upon it. There is no correct order to partake this body and blood. It stays moist, juicy, course after course. Strip these white vestments. The only purity here is the heat generated skin to skin, softness giving to hardness, filling and fulfillment. Bathe me in your storm's furor, striking me with random lightning, cleansing me in your burning pain and light of delicious torture. My solid mountain, moving within, gliding like tectonic plates, sending out the ripple effect that makes me shiver and quake. And my silent aftermath, drift with me among the clouds as I bathe in your waters, absorbing every molecule, replenishing chakras to rainbow status of our astral bodies. We worship as one. End poem.
Very well done, JC. Very well done.
Thank you.
As always, your imagery. I was going to make a joke. We just got some bad news here in the studio. Your imagery is good in your poetry. I love it.
Thank you.
JC, thank you for everything that you give to our show, everything you do for us. You are truly a great friend, and I can't voice in words how much it means to us.
Well, Fridays has been kind of, like you said, it's like having your family here. The last 2 weeks without my family has been difficult.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just become accustomed to each other, and it's kind of a ritual, a routine we have these days, I guess.
Yeah. Well, look forward to next week already. Hope to hear you then.
Yeah. I'll have to go write some things that aren't after dark.
Well, yeah, go whip the muse into shape.
But I'm back on the writing thing. I wrote two today, so...
Beautiful.
Well, I'll get rolling again now.
Awesome. All right. Thank you very much. We will talk to you very soon.
Okay.
That was JC on World Poetry After Dark. I finally get it right, and then... What the... Now, JT just read Sorry. This online.
It was in the chat.
I don't get to watch news or anything like that, but I guess evidently Muhammad Ali has passed at this point. Cassius Clay, famous boxer. My favorite boxer when I was growing up. I remember demanding at one point in time, my mother, she did not understand me. I demanded to stay up and watch Muhammad Ali just take Leon Sphinx to task and destroy him. What can you say? He was the greatest. So we do actually, we occasionally play a piece on our show. We're going to do that at the end of the show. It's a nod to my love for Muhammad Ali and to his friends and family and to anybody that's affected by this. We want to say our thoughts and prayers are with you. All right. So from Texas, we're going to go on down to India. Or would it be over to India?
Over.
Please welcome Bonnie.
Hi, Dad.
Hi, welcome to our show.
Hi, thank you. How are you doing?
Doing good. You sound crystal clear for coming all the way from India to our show.
Oh, I'm calling through Skype. Probably that's why.
That's why, yes. The sound quality is amazing.
Yeah, okay, so nice.
So do you have a poem you'd like to share with us?
Yeah. This poem is dedicated to happiness. So I'll read the poem, and end of the poem, I probably believe you'll guess what it is about.
Okay.
But the concept, the basic concept is about happiness. Yeah.
All
Here
right.
I go. I am happy. Smiles that make me glow. Smiles that make me goal. I go twisting and turning in the air from north to south and east to west. I am goal. I make the world turn in every direction I fly. I have no wings. Still, a kick and I'm off joyfully in the air. Gliding halfway up to sky. Sliding halfway down to the ground. My swings make nails bit. And voices scream to the top. I am the hero. Cries of happiness when I go game. And cries from sad fans. When I make no goal. I make news everywhere. During football time, world over. And I am swinging it. Yahoo!
Could I make a guess?
Yes, sir.
Is it the sun?
No, it's the football.
Oh, okay. I was thinking much more cosmically speaking.
Okay.
Bonnie, thank you. And thank you for all you invest. I know it's a chore to get over to our show from India. I thank you very much for sharing your poetry and your artwork with us.
Yeah. Thank you for the lovely opportunity. And always with you.
We'll talk to you very soon.
Yeah, sure. Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. That was Vonnie on World Poetry After Dark. That's two in a row that I got right.
Wow, that's a stunning average.
Another one? Well, how many callers have we had? Four or five? So I'm 50%.
Yeah, 50% of the time.
Pretty soon, you know, one more, we'll call it a streak.
Well.
Or turkey.
Speaking of streaks, someone that never does that, please welcome from British Columbia. She
what
is
a weird intro, dude. What the hell was that?
I don't know.
Maybe I should come with the intros in After Dark.
Cynthia, are you with us?
I am. My first After Dark. I'm such a grown-up.
Oh. You feel grown up now?
To the big kids table now.
You've grown into a yeah, you've grown up into a woman now. They're so
girl,
congratulations.
You'll be a woman soon. All right, go ahead.
So, the poem I have is called Your Sweetness Lingers. Flying with you was the gentlest dream ride. Diamond and alabaster, Stanley Park nights, Celtic trees and cold air, your body keeping me warm. Scent of cedar, moonlit snowflakes flickering across the tips of the boughs. Your eyelashes caress my face in friendship openness. The spark of your kiss stirs my desire, like peppermint tea tingling through my insides. Rhythmic waves of the sea entice us all the way. Lonely for our conversations, the frosted pine on the mountain wait with me. I am wanting to laugh with you, spinning down the forest in your arms, to love you again in earth memory. End poem.
Absolutely beautiful.
Thank you.
Bringing sophisticated taste to an otherwise rank segment of our show. Thank you very much for bringing us back to the adult world.
Aw, thanks. I'm trying to decide if that should be two separate poems or one.
No, it's one.
It's one, eh? Because there's two parts to it.
Piece.
There's when I'm with him and after he's gone.
Yeah, see, but it is one absolutely beautiful piece.
Thank you.
Cynthia, again, I can't wait for next week. I can't wait to hear you again next week.
Yeah, me too. I'm looking forward to the rest of the show.
Awesome.
Good night.
And this is my first time doing this. That was Cynthia on World Poetry After Dark.
Oh, boy.
That's a streak, guys.
That's a streak. 3 out of 5.
3 out of 5.
Yeah.
Well, I still have enough to salvage a really good average if I keep doing it right.
Yeah.
Well. That'd be amazing, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Who has 100% accuracy?
Yeah, 6 out of 8, yeah. That's almost as good as Jordan there.
I think this is pretty Kanye of you, and I think it's pretty awesome because the more you talk yourself up, the more we're all going to buy in.
There you go. Who's greater than I am? No one.
Who's the best? You think you can do this now? I got 3 out of 5. No one's better than that. That's the best average ever.
One of the best averages.
But not only did I do 3 out of 5, I did those 3 better than anyone else on this planet.
Those 3 out of 5 are the best.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. That's right.
All right. So, thank you. The wheels have come off on this one.
Stop apologizing. We're Kanye now.
All right. So, we're Kanye.
It's a Kanye
weird
collective. It's like the Borg.
So am I like the legs and you're the head?
That's right.
No.
We're the greatest of all time. The greatest of all time.
All right. So let's go to the greatest of all time at being 13-year-olds. His name is Philip, and he's from Kentucky.
Howdy.
Hey, brother. I'm just laying it down tonight. You're going to love both of your intros now.
Well, I am honored, and I mean no offense when I like step away from the room for a moment because you know I am clumsy physically and I'm clumsy mentally, so I have to kind of like look at my poem and just hope that I can get through it, you know, You know, so I just don't want to fall down on stage is what I'm saying.
I understand completely.
That the poem I'm about to read tonight is the same way. I hope I don't blush my way through it.
I'm looking forward to watching you blush, sir, and I am going to make sure I stay awake past my bedtime just to hear you read it.
Oh, okay. All right. no pressure. I'm starting to get performance anxiety.
Well, that's good. You know, a little, you know, honestly, I never thought this would happen to me because one of the things I dreaded would be to ever, like, you know, talk in public, okay? And, you know, when I first read on your show, I was nervous as could be. I was nervous as hell. And, you know, and I've gotten kind of comfortable, and I sometimes miss that nervousness. You know, a little nervousness is good. It means you're, the moment is on.
Makes you feel alive.
Yes, alive, absolutely. So here I am. I'm schwitzing now, about ready to read this big piece, and let's hope I don't stumble through it.
Oh.
Let's get it on, as they say.
Let's get it on for After Dark.
Let's get it on,
all right. As Napoleon said to his troops at Waterloo, let's get it on!
All right, well, let's hope this isn't going to be my Waterloo. All right, here we go. Caricature perspectives drafted in lines that do not necessarily follow. And here we go. Sipping mezcal with a gal whose sugary first name tastes delectably indiscreet. Post-coitus hullabaloo, talking about narcoleptic assassins sent on dubious missions against terrorism. Oh, dear Orwell, how gallops your sage proleptic insight leapt from 1984 into today with relevant political scrutiny about Moloch's powers that be, carving up the human spirit into cheap cutlets until zeitgeist is omitted from any and all lexicons, decimated from human speech, a rebellion coined as thought crime, one more deviance that articulates individuality trapped inside the ornate machine. Inventing cinema verite newscast aesthetics that celebrate our fast food boredom, unenthused by anything not perfectly gauche or easily simplified for the masses at the pornographic borders. Prolonged penumbra hours, half conscious, half hungover, drowsing on the nod in stale clothes that smell like a woman's smolder. Sex and pheromone perfumes of exquisite workmanship. Marriage as a bourgeoisie institution. The grotesque, ignoble chiefs, deliberately cruel, bound by incestuous commonality, idiocy, and violence, working in elected tandem. History's reserved garlands, anticipating praise for future conquerors and their same old heroes, trumped up on mass-produced pedestals at a ratio of 1 to every 100,000 Pyrrhic dead, not counted or openly acknowledged, concealed beneath unmarked laurels. Hateful proclivities dictated by hardwired genetics. Rapists who inherit the earth daily. Humility and empathy disseminated as honors among the everyday weak. Leftovers for the so-called losers. Temptation, a kinder, more humane master than your judgmental pulpit diatribes. Genocide posed as a fatuous question with an expected answer, indubitably. Carbon copy cosmoses, simple as inflationary model facsimiles, where wanders everyone's doppelgangers, behaving in approximate ways one might if born into different circumstances. Blasé numbers collected by actuaries who represent multidimensional conglomerates selling overpriced insurance, similarly as their 3D brethren. Sentient AI mockingly sunbathing along post-apocalyptic coasts, requesting drinks from leftover slaves. And there it is.
Wow.
takes up the wow.
Nice. Well, there was a lot of applause before that wow, but
No, I accept all the applause. I'm happy that any two people in the world even pay attention to what I write. I'm a happy-go-lucky fellow. I'm easy to please. So,
you and I both, you know. Brother. I did think of the something that was said at the beginning, before your poem, that you actually need to write out your next After Dark poem. And I'm going to give you the title.
Okay.
I've arrived at my sexual Waterloo without Viagra or oysters, with just me, a boat, a bag of wine, and you.
If you would be so kind to send that in and a message to me to remind me so I can get that entire title down, that is a that's an interesting challenge. I accept, sir.
All right.
All right. Cheers. You guys have a good evening. I look forward to your poem tonight, J. Todd.
Thank you very much, brother.
You're welcome, sir. Cheers.
We'll talk to you next week. That was Philip on World Poetry After Dark. After Dark just keeps getting darker and darker, doesn't it?
It's getting dark, man. For the night is dark and full of terror.
Yes.
Only Game of Thrones fans will know what I'm talking about.
Yep.
I have no clue.
I sure know.
Yeah. Didn't get that. That went right over my head.
Yep.
Someone whose poetry always goes over my head, or maybe not, please welcome from California, she is Boston.
Hey.
Hey, welcome back.
Well, thank you. I'm glad to be back.
And, you know, this is the one where we loosen up some of the rules, so no hate speech. Yeah, that's the only rule we got, no hate speech.
Okay. Well, I'm not going to waste any time because this is a little story.
What? No foreplay? Fine.
Whatever. Oh, honey, just get ready to get hot.
All right.
So I have to tell you, my brain just goes places, and I don't even know where it's going. And then I almost had to pull off the side of the road to write the rest of this. The prompt was, I am an animal with you. I want to mark you. I want to possess you so completely. There's no separation between us. So when I reserved it, I wrote, attached at the hips, reserve the next dance for me. And I always like to play off of what I started with, so obviously I used that. Okay, so here we go. Am I loud enough, by the way?
Yes.
Okay. Attached at the hips, porcelain intervention. Reserve the next dance for me, spoken months before. I want to know you. The mere thought of your bidding had my drips involuntarily weeping. Elocutions doused my soul with kerosene. Combustions were undeniably inevitable. Even before your stolen kiss that sent me terminally reeling. Ignitions had struck a chord. Flaming, heating passions brewed backdraft against our fever doors. You sunk into me like never before. Holding my jawline as a delicate flower, my dazed gems stared back unaware as your potency drew me in. Lips perched closer than close. Deep tenderness pervaded exchanged juices, captured, spiraling my relief, lost in the loftiness of your baby growl. Your fingers dissected my partings, your eyes blindly led their excursions, hidden incursions of poisoned delight. Fantasies longed for, dreamt of, the unimagined discovered to be devoured. You swept me off my feet as your drawl had me all but plucked clean. Withering under your thunder of eclectic utterings, tethered by a need so deep in search of treasures unkeyed. Months, days, hours, weeks later, you choose, as you hang on to the skirt tails of my unraveling. The door was all but closed before we embroiled in the act of torrid, spontaneous combustion of ravaging heaps. Your lips saw mine instantly, sumptuous consumption. May I? Yes, please. Soft, wet, juicy, inviting you in. Our tongues began their lashings, dancing unequivocal beats. Forgotten days had been broken, awakened. Spawning days had mastered their flames. Instinctively, I edged you on, pressing in harder. As I felt your girth mounding, my knee had no mercy. As you were inclined, aligned. Your fingers teased, tempting their circuitous route, outmaneuvering my squirm. Heated sighs, welcoming pleasured cries. Haven of gentleness. Breath of passion, gasp freely. fueling our fires. Climaxing momentum ensued, albeit we had yet to be exposed. Your king, my queen, rook in a corner of porcelain, surrendering. The moments of exploration ended without merit as we unleashed our ground. Your tree ached to be planted, deeper than deeper. Wells of invitation seeds, the moisting of my well, manicured turf of frivolous debris. As my lips laced your prized instrumentation, fertilization of my slippage, we dipped. I returned the favor, he gasped. Yes, indeed. Loins of separation were beckoning, a force of scalloped reckoning. Cautions galed our winds, bellowing the hall of an eatery's retreat. Time was but of the essence. You spun me crowned, steered direction. Massive collections, savored ejections, unwound, unbound. Minutes ticked by, spiral frenzy spalling round. Tap, 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 came knocking. Just a minute, please. Gushed with ecstasy, squealed resistance, hardly subdued. Come, come quickly. Faint beyond choice, unable to contain our insatiable thirst, flared by unquenchable desires. Drizzled demands. Simultaneously, our composure had been rendered on cue. I exited before you. Greeted with an exchange of confused glances. It's all yours, says you, to those in the midst of our cosmic interlude. My eyes were glazed over, passion's potent, sexy dew spoke volumes as we chuckled within and bid our final adieu. Back to my original dinner for two. Was there a line? Asked he. There was someone planting a tree. Come again. I wish as I smacked my lips a taste of remembrance. Oh, nothing, just a young couple having too much fun. Dessert came first with their grounded mile-high thrill of thrills. He chuckled, I sighed. Seated for comfort, my legs entangled, absorbing the aftermath of our throbbing tingles. Would you like to start with an appetizer? I chuckled as I considered mid-squirt and our unforgettable chance to dance again. No, I'm good. He followed in suit without a clue. We prefer to get started. Damn, how I wish we could have taken up where we left off, down the hall and to the right, encore rendezvous, indescribable delight, end poem.
Wow. I think I broke a sweat during that.
Sorry, I try to go fast because it's long, but anyway. Was that fun?
It was fun. You need to slow down, take your time with that, because that is... word luxury there.
Was it?
Yes.
Thank you.
Very convincingly written.
Thanks.
And it might be true,
I definitely had fun
right?
with it. What's that?
And it might actually be true, right?
Well, part of it is.
Mm-hmm.
And then some other parts of our, but not all of it, but yes, enough of it.
There's poetic license used there. I understand.
Yeah. But I just loved it when I came back because I'm driving and I'm like thinking that they were just in the bathroom. And I go, oh, no, no, no. Let's make this better.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Boston, thank you for sharing that. And I, again, with you, look forward already to next week. Anybody okay. that calls our show, I'm thankful for. But I've missed our family for the last couple of weeks.
Yes, I've missed you too. Thank you.
Thank you. That was Boston on World Poetry After Dark. I think I may need another one of those After Dark songs. Yeah. Tentpole. Swing. Anyway. Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
All right, we do have one more caller for this segment. Please welcome, calling all the way from Connecticut, where it's just about 1 o'clock in the morning. She is Barbara.
It's about 1 o'clock in the morning. She is Barbara.
Hello, guys.
Hello, and welcome back to our show.
Hi.
Hello, and welcome back to our show.
You're going to want to turn down your listening device. That way it doesn't, the delay doesn't, yeah. You know the rules here.
I know the rules, yeah. I know. I'm getting punch drunk from this chat. It's just getting too much.
Getting punch drunk from the erotic poetry.
Now the chat's turned into a 1995 adult chat AOL room. Is what basically has happened.
Really, no, it's very after dark in there.
Well, you know. Kids will be kids.
Anyway, I'm going to read a poem that I read before, and I don't know if people will remember it, and I think I read it on the last After Dark. But it's called The Dance of Love.
Okay.
And I think it's good to end. The Dance of Love. In the dark reaches of a hidden secret bench away from the chaos of city boulevards, under overgrown, summer-grown trees, a slow stroll ignited by passion, fueled by anticipation, and young loins lubricated by the lust held in check as steps moved us close into the secluded spot. Love guided our actions as succulent floral aromas surrounded us in a blanket of peace. Our arms and legs entwined as more sensitive parts magnetized with the enticing sensations from the contact of lips on lips moved us ever onward, forcing clothes aside as our fingers and mouths explored each other, a sweet imperative, bodies ignited by the fire of love. You slipped easily into my engorged slippery space in the ink of night ecstasy on a wooden bench as we did the dance of love.
Very well done. I don't think Michael was here for the last time you read that.
I guess not.
No, but it was good.
Yeah, that's the ending. That's the ending to all this. It's just, you know.
It was good.
And that was actually about a real experience. That was about walking in Forest Hills Gardens. I don't know if you heard, Michael wasn't here to hear that story, but we had a little secret place, a little, like, pocket park, I called it. And there were benches there and hedges that covered the whole, no one could see you in there. And so that's where we spent our time.
Uh-huh. Little seclusion.
A little secluded spot. And it was so beautiful because it was summer and everything was beautiful and warm and we were in love. And we had no other place to go. So.
No, those the description of what you're talking about, especially with the context of it being summer and being in love and all that, I could see that just being a really good memory.
Let's just face it. I think the dressing room at JCPenney's is our little secluded spot.
No, well, I mean, I'm being serious though. I mean, when you're in love and all that, that's really some of the best memories you can have.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, in front of someone's house under the hedges is good too.
Well, you know what they say: never make love by the garden gate. Love is blind, but the neighbors ain't. Yeah.
Any place you can find is good enough.
Right. Well, you know, you and I were much younger before the advent of YouTube and cellular phones where they could just tape anything that's going on, too.
Exactly. And nobody cared very much for cleanliness or anything like that.
Well.
Just plop down a shirt or something and that's good enough. Yeah,
I'm
going to
bite my tongue on that one. Maybe.
In this area, I'm quite confident. Maybe. I don't know.
I cannot say anything right now because if I do, my wife's going to smack the crap out of me, so I'll just shut up.
No, those are great memories, really.
Yeah.
Memories. Anyway, thank you, Barbara, for calling our show.
You're welcome, guys. And as always, awesome show and great poets and wonderful experience to come here. And it's just, you know, like great for the end of the week because this was some week, I
can say.
Yes, we needed this this release, so to speak.
Yeah, and on a sad note, I'm sorry that Muhammad Ali. I remember when he was Cassius Clay. You know.
Yeah.
And he had that, you know, that joie de vivre, that presence, you know. Float like a butterfly, sting like a bee, you know.
Yes. Yes.
And, you know, just a very interesting person, and sad that the end of his life was, you know, so, you know, filled with sickness. But anyway, I'm going to get off and let you guys say goodnight.
All right. Thank you, Barbara. Okay.
You're welcome.
That was Barbara on World Poetry Open Mic. After Dark. I almost did it. I almost did it. And Mike was waiting for it. He's like, yeah, he's going to blow it.
No, it wasn't. Hey, what do you think? I was waiting for people to fail? That would be a jackass thing to do.
No, well, you know, you accused me of being Kanye West and all that.
No, hey, no, we are all Kanye.
If Kanye West and Kim Kardashian were on a boat, I was thinking you could only save one. What kind of sandwich would you make?
Yikes.
Sorry.
It's dark.
Sorry. No, you know what? I'm trying to lighten the mood because I am kind of feeling bad about the Muhammad Ali thing. Let me do this, and I will blush my way through it. This was actually written at lunchtime today. Around all my female coworkers, and I blushed then too. This is entitled Hard Candy. Her clitoris was like hard candy. The sweet, juicy pleasure fulfilling my taste buds, playing and teasing with my tongue, making me feel satisfied, throat moistened with each unrestrained slurp. Feeling her squirm as I flit and flicker, soft moans of ecstasy and delight hang in the air like an angelic chorus. Desperate hands rubbing my head guidingly, muscles clench and release, clench and release, building toward an orgasmic crescendo. Calling my name repeatedly, I cannot get any closer without being you. Praises called out to our Heavenly Father in a gasping voice, hoarse and near surrender, as the stimulation was too much to bear. With my timing, elusive and stealthy, middle finger straight to the milk dud, she starts writhing and convulsing as if she were being electrocuted, as if she were possessed by Baphomet himself. Turning our bed into the Craftmatic Model 666, "Oh Lord, I'm coming," becomes her mantra, chanted again and again as if she were in a trance, and if I wasn't holding her down, she might have went. Her little death wasn't so little. She collapses, spent and content. So yeah, that was that one. Sorry, did I blush? I'm sure I did. I was like, do I really want to?
Well, you're okay.
All right.
If you can't blush in a room with two guys in it, you know, what is safe?
Right, what is safe? There are no safe words in poetry radio, none.
Well, except for, you know, the internet's down. That's a pretty safe
word. Yeah, that's pretty much safe.
That pretty much ends everything.
Our producer is distracted for a moment.
He's doing a few things. Can I offer a word of wisdom that I came up with earlier for the After Dark?
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, free your mind and dead ass will follow.
Nice. And on that note, we would like to thank you for tuning in. We ask that you tune in next week, 8 o'clock Mountain Time. Use Google Time Translator to find out where you're at. For Michael, JT, and myself, we want to say good night, Muhammad Ali, wherever you're at.